What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Kinda Funny Morning Show. It's Monday. It's almost Christmas.
It is.
It's not Thanksgiving anymore, mm-hmm, that's for damn mm-hmm. sure.
Mary Witta is in full effect on Twitter.
Mary Witta, thank God. You know that I don't get in the holiday spirit until Gary changes his Twitter handle.
Yeah.
It's scary.
And here we are.
Scary Witta in October. I know it's time to celebrate Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what his Thanksgiving day was.
Doesn't have one.
He doesn't have one.
Most people don't respect Thanksgiving.
They don't.
They don't respect Thanksgiving.
You know why it is, though.
No good holiday song?
No good holiday song.
Man, if Halloween, only somebody was given the task to change that.
Halloween, we got the Monster Mash. You know?
Yeah.
We got Thriller.
We do have Thriller.
Which is the anthem of the day.
Yeah.
Of course, with Christmas, we've got all the Christmas songs mm-hmm. that my sister-in-law listens to around the clock. The second Thanksgiving's over, that's all that's
I
on.
I saw a tweet that fucking killed me this weekend.
Yeah.
That was like, did they just record every Christmas song in 1949 and then just stop?
Yep. They did.
They're like, we did it. Like, the only exception is Mariah Carey, and that's it.
That's because
but
of Love, actually.
She fucking killed it, dude.
She crushed that. It is weird that they're choosing not to. Like, I guess the barrier to entry for that market is just too intense. For
yeah, them. They're like, oh, shit.
Because they're like, the only person who has actually got one through is Mariah Carey. Yeah. Now, what I'm thinking is, we just got to push Andy to really do that final
record of
the Thanksgiving bangers.
I wrote a rap on my flight to Japan.
Sure you did.
For the Thanksgiving banger.
Fantastic. Do you have it on your phone right now?
I do.
Can we hear it?
No.
Okay.
We need to record it. It needs to be recorded.
I want this so bad.
Yeah.
Can I be your hype man? Can I be brrr? Can I just do that?
You gotta do the gobble thing, the turkey. Yes. Oh, it's gonna be so good. Yeah, there is a dance break in it called the turkey twerk.
Sure. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Shake that turkey ass. That turkey. Is it like Laffy Taffy?
It kind of is.
Check that Laffy Taffy.
Thank you, Nick, for the Laffy Taffy reference.
That was something.
Senior year of high school for me. So can you imagine those high school dances?
I feel
with
like
Laffy Taffy.
Was I in the bars at that point? No. That must have been.
No, you must have been.
Yeah, it must have been, right?
Yeah, you were 27 when that happened if he was 18.
Yeah, so that must have been me knee deep in the Comet Club.
Oh, Lord.
Just watching people shake that Laffy
shake
Taffy.
Shake that Laffy Taffy. Oh, Laffy Taffy.
Speaking of shaking one's Laffy Taffy, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kinda Funny Morning Show on which we shake our Laffy Taffy every day, Monday through Friday, here on twitch.tv/kindafunnygames. And then we shake it a little extra over on YouTube. So if you can't watch this live, you're watching on YouTube right now. The word of the day is Laffy Taffy.
It is Laffy Taffy.
That's what it's going to be today.
And if you want to know how to spell that, it is L-A-F-F-Y. T-A-F-F-Y.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't get crazy.
While we were speaking to Gary Witta, before we get off topic of that,
he's
too
the best.
Much, I want to say we got to meet his daughter this weekend. After the Kinda Funny Game Showcase.
Oh, did they pop by for?
Did you miss this?
I had to bounce out.
Adorable.
She was adorable. She wanted to play Smash with us, so she came by. We were all playing Smash, and my favorite thing ever was we were playing 8-player Smash. She got eliminated first. Probably every single time.
Yeah.
But that did not stop her
from
after every single match looking over at everyone being like, we all did so good.
Yeah.
That is
the opposite of what I do during Smash.
Yes, it is.
What I do is if I lose, I talk shit to Andy and you and Greg, and I tell you how horrible you are at the game and how I'm going to own your ass the next time.
You're getting the crying elbow.
I did the crying elbow every single time.
The old sucking blow.
What a great day Saturday was.
That was a good day.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you missed the Kinda Funny Games Showcase, we debuted 69 games,
hot,
which I didn't realize until Sunday when I went back and looked at some of the social stuff, and I was like, of course.
Of course.
That makes sense for us. If you weren't part of that, for everyone that was a part of it, for everyone, all the companies that contributed their games, their assets, their trailers, all that stuff, everyone that did these awesome intros for us, thank you so much. It was a very, very awesome, special day for us, both personally and as a company. And if you missed it, what are you doing with your life? Live life right, because you're never going to be able to see it again. We're not putting it up on YouTube ever. Wait, what is that?
It's on YouTube right now. And real talk, jokes aside, please go watch it on YouTube because we want to get as many views on this as possible to prove to developers that it's worth doing again.
Yes.
So the more views we get on this, the easier it's going to be able to explain to people that it matters and that people actually care.
It was a blast. We're super proud of it. Please go check it out over there. And even if you've watched it already, go check it out and leave a comment on that video. Or just be a part of the conversation over there.
If you're near a Best Buy, put it on every screen.
Put it on every single screen. Kev, can you do me a favor?
Go to your nearest Apple store.
I want to see the page.
Google YouPorn.
Real
the
quick.
What?
I want to see like the YouTube page. Like, so get out of full screen.
God bless Cisco. God bless him.
God bless him.
God bless him. Everyone sends Cisco some sweet, nasty love.
Wow. This is real. I saw in the chat someone say it, and I didn't believe it because it's too good to be goddamn true.
What?
Here's the thing. Yeah. We didn't plan for this show to have 69 games. We also didn't plan for this show to be 69 minutes long. But it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Jesus Christ.
There is a God, and he gets nasty.
It's not that we don't plan these things. It's just there's a word out there that comes to mind. It's called kismet.
Yeah.
And that's what that is. Right place, right time, doing the right thing. Doing the right position. 69, Jesus Christ.
Reverse Corey, thank you for that. Thank you for shouting
there
out.
There it is right there. Please go out and check that out. Love you guys very much.
Do you think every morning Cisco comes out and looks at all his like platinum albums and goes, fuck, I'm awesome?
I would eat breakfast off of my platinum albums. I would require people
have
to like...
Have that sentence ended there.
Yeah, I would just have it like... No one else could, though. Like, yeah, if my kids course. Wanted to
They're
eat cereal
yours.
Or whatever, like, go...
They gotta
no.
earn their own.
Yeah, you gotta go fucking make a slap like...
You get
a
frisbee
song.
To eat off of.
Yeah, you can eat off a dog dish for all I give a shit. Okay, you go out there, you want to fucking pull a Jaden Smith on me and go out there and try to make your own music, good fucking luck with that.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
I heard he's good.
He's really good. It's annoying. Next up on housekeeping, we've got this bad boy. The hype is real.
Mm-hmm.
And you can wear it on top of your head with this amazing iridescent underbill.
It's so shiny and blue.
It's so shiny.
This picture does not do it credit. Kev,
it looks like a wet seal.
Show the people.
Do you want me to toss it to you?
No, do not toss it, but like,
no, what we need you to do.
Andy, can you come gently hand me the hat,
please? Can you take your shirt off and your pants off?
I would like you to try to blind the camera with the light, Tim.
How's your laptop doing, Andy? Did it dry out?
Look at, see, there you go.
It's like a wet seal.
It's
That's
beautiful.
What it looks like.
Yeah. I love it so damn much.
It's endlessly wet.
And then we've got the smiley over here. You
it's
can
dope.
Put your own pins. We don't have Kind of Funny pins yet, but we're working on it.
We don't have a Kind of Funny
pins. But anyways, the most important thing about this hat right now and about everything on kindoffunny.com/store. Can you go to kindoffunny.com/store, Kevin?
Do it, Kevin.
Sometimes it's just fun.
It's always fun.
Right now, you might notice at the top of the screen, you see a couple of words. What do those words say?
20% off site-wide sale.
That's
right
today. 20% off everything on roosterteeth.com/store. But you know what? You should get any of this stuff. You can get the side print tee, the glitch tee, the hype hat, the prom shirt
jacket.
For even more than 25% off. Go for it, man.
Oh, wow. It's $8?
$8.
Yeah.
We might do a prom at some other point, and if you got this.
You can flaunt it.
Dude, this is such... I fucking love these sweaters. Jackets.
The jackets?
Yeah.
Kevin's up against the wall.
He is.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Next up on housekeeping, we got this beautiful son of a bitch. Kev, give me the one. Give me the one. Let's go delicate. Oh, hold on. Listen, ladies and gentlemen. We like to celebrate people's accomplishments here. And Tim succeeded in doing something that was a lifelong goal of his last month. He made the Forbes 30 Under 30 list. And to commemorate that, we are printing out our very own magazine covers with his beautiful blue eyes on them. And he's gonna sign those. And then we're gonna just subtly, and not so subtly, slide these bad boys into your Patreon fan mail tiers. And it's gonna be so good for you. And you're gonna open this up, and you're gonna think, I saved like a life today, like a dog's life today. But you didn't save anything. You just gave us money, and we gave you one of these. Don't you want one of these on your wall? Don't you want your parents to see what you could have been? I think I'm not selling this very well right now. But it's dope. Back into the fan mail tier over on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. It's very, very good. I'll do better tomorrow on that one. I apologize. I fucked it up.
It would have been good if Kevin cut back when you were holding up the picture of me doing the post. But it's okay. It's okay. I appreciated it.
It's Monday. Also, Andy's here, and Andy's just distracting.
You know what's funny about this, Nick?
Yeah.
You missed it a couple days ago on Games Daily when it was for the first time I had to do the pitch on this. I very rarely in life get embarrassed by things.
Yeah.
For some reason, I am supremely embarrassed by the fact that we have this on Patreon.
Why?
I don't know.
Just embrace it.
Because it's like you with the champ thing. It's just like, that's just something you can just fucking... This feels like so weirdly... It's not humble bragging at this point. It's just bragging.
Well, yeah. It's just bragging.
It's the most obnoxious bragging of all time.
Yeah, but if you recognize that, it's fine. See, the chant picture was ridiculous, but it just gave me an opportunity to say horrible things, like write horrible things and give them to people,
yeah.
Including Joey's mom, who I just on the, you know.
Cool,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah,
cool.
Do it on
everyone
the
be cool. Be cool.
Be cool.
Hey, Joe, what's up?
Oh, shit.
How's your mom
We just
doing?
Got the power step from Joe.
Yeah, Joe just came in and was like, I will not... let you speak bad of Mrs. T. I'm not speaking badly of her. I love Mrs. T.
I don't like that you say that either.
What?
That you love my mom.
We have a special relationship, me and your mom.
Oh, stop.
I don't like any of this. I hate that every time I walk in my parents' house, your pictures are there.
Does it bother you?
We gotta send it. We gotta send it one of these.
Yeah,
because.
Just taking over the entire thing.
That's great. Eventually, we'll do one of Kevin, full, like on the bearskin rug naked.
Nope.
That's when you have to burn the house down. If that one makes it to the living room wall.
There's no way that one makes it to the living room wall.
You got to purify everything with fire.
I would like one of those, you know, the three wolves things, but of me. Like.
Or you know what we really should do for you is we should recreate that cat calendar where it's like hanging there, where you're just hanging off a wire.
You got cougar.
I know. All right, everyone. Quick tip reminder, if you guys want to tip us at the $5 or above level, we will take that. Just like Cozy Bear Live tipped us and said, hey, guys, as a thank you for the excellent Kinda Funny Games showcase, I present you a gift I've been working on since EGLX, Kevin Coelhopedia, the official Kevin Coelho wiki. Enjoy. Now, if you remember, he made the Scarpinopedia for me. And here we are. You guys can go
to... Look at the cursor.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Welcome to the Kevin Coelhopedia, your number one source for all things Kevin Coelho of Kinda Funny, from being bongoed to becoming the bulk. Oh my God, I forgot about that one.
Oh my God.
The wiki contains everything you would ever need to know about Big Kev Dog, and of course he's getting bongoed there by Jessica Negri, and that, I'm just so bummed I missed that
day. I don't remember her hands going so quick.
Probably because...
I'm not looking at them.
Yeah, you weren't looking at the hands. Unlike Nick Scarpedia, Nick Scarpedia, there are no rules here. Anything can happen. Did you know that Kev was born eons ago in the darkest regions of space? Did you know that Kevin was briefly married to MoviePass? That's true.
The most important one. Did you know he has an ongoing rivalry with Sean Finnegan?
Yeah, he really does.
It is true. Space. It is true.
Latest activity, Peruvian street toy. Basically, that's in there twice. As well, it should be. Just to make sure that whenever...
It's not in there twice, Nick. In there more than twice.
Is it? Oh, it's just a lot. Can we scroll down? There's a third time I see in there. There we go. Okay. There it is. Well, the best part about the Peruvian street toy is now that it's on a wiki site, it's going to be forever indexed with Google.
Yeah. So, love it.
Thanks, man.
It was going to be the Peruvian street meat, Kevin.
I'm the reason it's not. I was like, that is too far.
You got
there has to be a limit. You're like... Peruvian street toy, and I was like, no, that's also not good. And he's like, I can't think of anything else.
It's too late. It's already edited.
We brainstormed.
It's already recorded somehow.
We brainstormed. That's where it is.
Dad, the worst part is you make me say these things, you know?
Nobody can make you physically say something, Kevin. You wanted to say it.
You were like, it's a job.
You like being in the dark side with me, because that's where the party is, dog. Nut in my butt said, please watch it, enjoy. This will not disappoint, and he gave us a fun clip.
Yeah, we can't just let that slide.
You guys.
Oh, you motherfuckers.
You guys are disgusting. Mr. Yasmin 300 said, Nick and Tim is shirtless arachnid man related to shirtless Spider-Man. I asked it on YouTube comment and Joey responded, we don't comment on rumors and speculation. Also, is Tim pissed at Sonic because they have changed his look, the Sonic movie?
We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. We do not comment on speculation or rumors here. We don't know if they are the same or if they're related at all. Mr. Yasmin 300, actually, I think your tip came through twice. Make sure you didn't get double charged.
I'm not gonna lie. I think audio is necessary for this fun clip, but it's 30 seconds, and
I mean, you're the keeper of these clips, Kevin.
I want to give it a shot just because of the enthusiasm. We're gonna give it 10 seconds.
Okay.
If in 10 seconds it doesn't grab us, I'm leaving.
Okay.
Get out of here.
Already grabbed me.
Yeah. No, grab me too.
They know how to get us.
It's drifting. He was right.
I mean, this is getting me. Are they seeing this?
Oh,
Kevin?
My God. No, they're not. I'm so sorry. God damn it. I'm going to do it again.
Right now.
I don't know if it's worth the second time.
It's definitely not.
They need to see it.
But they do need to see it.
Yeah, they need it, right?
What a fucking slap.
What a world we... I know. They need to go back to Tokyo.
They gotta go back to Tokyo. I can't wait until... Fast and Furious 10, Tokyo Drift 2.
That'd be amazing. Han's Revenge.
I just want
The Legend of Han.
Oh my god.
Glider K.
Hey, what's going on bottom right?
What is that? Is that Hayden Christensen?
Yeah, well, why is it Bachelor in Paradise clips coming up the kind of funny site? It's like someone here was looking them up.
It's weird.
Using that account, that's weird.
That's super weird.
It wasn't me.
One of these days we should go through the history of all the things people watch and try to figure out who watched
what.
Who
did what?
I don't think it's going to be that hard.
That sounds like a great idea.
That's not.
For 2019.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Sounds like we'll a terrible idea.
What are you talking about, Kev? What are you talking about?
Wait. Hold on. Something.
Total non sequitur. Did you guys know that there's like porn on YouTube?
It's like art.
Art porn?
I'm joking.
Oh.
Just decent rants.
Oh. That was funny. Sorry.
Non-sequitur.
Sorry. I was distracted by many things. Speaking of being distracted, can I tell you something real quick?
Please do.
Watch something this weekend on Netflix, a new documentary called The American Meme.
Oh, I saw that come up on my thing.
It's about influencers.
Yeah.
And it focuses on about five different ones, like mainly.
People that we know.
Everybody.
I saw the Fat Jewish was in there.
Fat Jewish is in it. He gets extremely focused on.
Because
but the biggest character is Paris Hilton, who's the original influencer.
Yeah, yeah.
And they do a really interesting job of like relating what she did to like what's going on now. The whole documentary didn't teach me anything. It's not like it's a well put together documentary.
You know, this is your life. You follow these people.
And so it's like, but it was entertaining. And okay. I enjoyed it, and I recommend watching it, especially to
you. I queued it up.
Because it's like, there's enough interesting stuff going on. And it's like, they show you different sides of people that kind of makes you understand what makes them tick a little bit more.
Yeah.
The reason I wanted to bring that up, though, is Paris Hilton in her house has this amazing poster that's like as big as this wall. That's a picture of herself, but it's a mosaic made up of thousands of pictures of herself that are all unique pictures.
That's awesome.
And I want to get that of this.
Yeah, definitely.
But that size
one picture
in my house.
Oh, yeah, you could do it.
But made up of me, and I would need a lot of pictures of me wearing blue to get the right color, but I think we'll be okay.
I think you could do it. It's just a lot of outside pictures, blue skies.
Yeah.
Would really make that up.
Gotta love it.
God bless Paris Hilton.
Joe came in.
I watched like half of the American Meme after I left last night, and I really like it. I think it's super interesting because
it's entertaining for sure.
Even to see like random people like Dane Cook pop up and like.
That's the most interesting thing is they get a lot of people that weren't around during this like social influencer time and like seeing how many followers they have and their views on it all. Mm-hmm. It's so much more like negative than the people doing it where they're kind of like, hey, this is working for us, so fuck you.
Well, yeah, because the idea is that these are people who are famous for the sake of just because they're famous.
Just because they're famous. Yeah. And then they interviewed the guy from the Toxic video, Britney Spears.
Awesome.
Who had a moment, who was in a bunch of music videos and a bunch of movies and stuff. And you're like, oh, it's that guy. And then like it pops up and it's like everyone else is like followers, 3 million, followers, 7 million, whatever. And it's him, followers, zero. And he just goes, he's like, I don't do this shit. It's dumb. I hate it. It's against everything that I believe in. And then they just keep interviewing him and it's just like he has no job.
Yeah.
Nobody knows who he is.
I'm also a male gigolo. So if anyone would like to pay me to have sex with their mother, I will do that.
With their mother.
Christ, Nick.
That's one of those things where like and I run into this all the time where people just, you know, obviously like I spend a lot of time with a lot of like people who are hoping to succeed in comedy. And they're like, oh, I just don't like the need to have followers now is real for a lot of people. Like there is, before it used to be like, oh, you should have a lot of followers. Now it's like, yeah, you need to have that,
especially
that
in
number. Yeah, for people to look, like club owners to look at you and go, okay, maybe this person can actually fill some seats. And it sucks because it's hard to get followers.
Yeah.
What's up, guy?
Night Stalker in the chat. Why does that have to be my mother?
Night Stalker. You know why.
Damn. Can you pull this up, Kev?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah, that's pretty rad. Oh.
Paris Hilton was was he in her house? Would you sneak in her house? You fucking skeezball?
Why is he a skeezball? He could just be her friend. Chill Poppy could be her friend.
You don't think Chill Poppy?
Well, and it's interesting to hear her talk about it too, because she talks about how she like calls, I forget what she uses as for her fans, but like she talks to them on the phone and she invites them over and like seems like she has a very low barrier of.
Yeah, Paris Hilton, interesting. Yeah. Always has been, always will be. Shout out to the Simple Life.
Shout out to the fucking Simple Life. Yeah. That was her Nicole Richie, right? Paris, I mean, she was the original, right? And she was the one that got famous. She was the first person to get famous with the
for
sex
being
tape.
Famous.
And then she was like, I'm super famous. And then she, I mean, like, and this was the biggest travesty of them all. Let's get fucking real. It's Monday.
Mm.
You want to get real with me?
Let's get real, Nick.
Let's get real, ladies and gentlemen. Kim Kardashian owes everything to Paris Hilton.
They go into that.
Everything. And Paris does not get the respect that she deserves.
I think she does.
You think she gets the exact amount? I think she gets
the exact amount she deserves.
I think she gets a little bit more than she deserves.
I will say, shout out to the genius that when that sex tape came out was like, what are we going to call it?
One Night in Paris.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Yeah, I remember
it's
that.
It's so good.
One Night in Paris.
It's so good. And then when China,
that was a hot tape.
When China from WWF had her sex tape, it was One Night in China.
Yeah. And then when Kim Kardashian had her sex tape, it was called Ray J Peed on Me.
He did not pee on her.
Didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Really?
You can't find it anymore, though. That's the problem.
They scrubbed it.
They got rid of it.
No, like she has so much money, they scrubbed it. But I remember watching that originally, and it got way nastier. Really? Now you watch it now, and it's like dubbed over and shit.
Dubbed over?
No, I swear to God, they use like audio from like another porn to put it in there to make it sexier. I was like, it's the worst job ever.
Is it to make it sexier, or is it to like get past the scrubbing?
I don't even know.
Could be.
It might be to get it past the scrubbing. But now it's like, it's kind of edited and it's sexy. It's just, you know, they're both good looking. But before it was nasty. Mm. It was nasty. Ray J is nasty.
Speaking of nasty, Kevin was behind the camera today.
No.
And he was getting focus on me.
Yeah.
And like, he was like, look at the camera. And I was looking at it and he was focusing on me. And
oh my God,
I started laughing.
Nasty.
And he was just like, what are you laughing at? And I was just like, I was just thinking.
Nick, it was malicious laughing. Like, he was thinking I was what if, fucking awful.
I was like, what if I just shit my pants right now, staring straight at you?
Yeah.
And I was like, but the problem is you wouldn't know I was doing that. But then I was like, but you would know because there's an exertion necessary that is unique.
Especially for you because you don't poop easily.
Oh, yeah, no.
You got the bad poops.
I got the bad
poops. If it were me, I could, without skipping a beep, I could be pooping right now. You wouldn't even know. But what's great about Kevin is that he will inevitably come over and try to fix your mic. Because however you do it, it's not right.
Yeah.
So what you do is you time it so that he's looking at you, doesn't quite understand what's going on. And as he gets it within the smell factor, he gets right here and peak smell hits him.
Yeah.
And he's like, ew.
But it kind of smells like Lomo Saltado,
so he's okay with it.
No. God
damn it, Kevin.
That's not what Lomo Saltado smells like.
Lomo Saltado?
If someone shits themselves in the studio, we're smelling it immediately.
Squire says, oh no, Tim spent way too much time with Greg working on the showcase. Fair statement. Fair statement. That was a Greg Miller thing to say.
Why?
Just because, like, where the fuck did that come from?
Oh, I don't know. But you know what? You can spend the rest of your life trying. You're never going to get inside Greg's head.
That's
the shit
true.
That happened, he made himself laugh one time without even saying anything. And I was like, what's in there? What's rattling around that fucking weird little peanut of your brain? All right, let's see. Glider K39 said, get to watch live today because work is canceled for the snowpocalypse. Well, be safe. Appreciate that. We'll go back to tips in just 1 second. But now it's time to, we're going to have some fun today. We're going to watch the second trailer for Godzilla, King of Monsters. Now, the first trailer, I was like, I don't give a shit about this movie. Then the first trailer popped, and I was like,
I kind of give a shit about this movie.
So I haven't watched this yet. I'm interested to see what they're going to pull out. Let's watch it right now.
Hello?
I wanted that for Kev. So bad, that mic.
Yeah, it would have sounded exactly like that.
No.
I'm trying to reach.
That's terrible.
Senators, we believe that these titans are just the tip of the iceberg. Which of these titans are here to protect us? And which of these titans are here to threaten us?
Is this the Silicon Valley guy?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
I was just trying to place his voice, thank you. That was gonna annoy you too.
So you'd want to make Godzilla our pet?
No. We would be his.
You're sure he's gonna be okay?
They're everywhere. battling for dominance. A rival alpha to Godzilla.
You gotta be kidding.
Look, the guy's name.
That was not a good trailer.
Yeah, no.
That was really bad.
Was that Ice Cube's kid?
Yes.
I like him.
Oh, man. That's not good. Well,
Here's the thing. Something I liked about it, it seems like there's way less military bullshit than the first movie.
But not know,
but
no
they showed
military.
Ice Cube's son
but
up,
not
like,
no military yeah, that's bullshit. The problem. That is a problem.
There's a lot of characters, a lot of good actors in this, but yeah. I'm like, why are there so many good actors?
So
how many storylines are going to happen? What the fuck? Just show the monsters fighting. And don't make this 3 hours.
It looks a little too video gamey.
Yeah.
Like, they couldn't commit to either, like, hey, this is fake, or hey, this is real. It's somewhere in the middle. I don't know.
I'm not feeling it. Mm. I like that Millie Bobby Brown. I like the Vera Farmiga. I like everyone that got cast in that. They got the bad guy from Last Jones. Action Hero and Game of Thrones. That's probably a better reference for him.
Oh, fuck. He was the dude in Last Action Hero, right?
Yeah, he was. He's fucking great. I forget the guy's name, but he's been in a ton of stuff.
Lannister.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Damn, that kind of killed my vibe.
True Fiasco says, I like the idea that the monsters are not giving a shit about us, just fighting on top of everything.
Yeah.
I like that, too.
It makes sense.
There's cool ideas here.
Yeah, until this everyone's like, think about all the destruction, all the people that died in this fake movie. Oh, come on, guys. Come on, it's a fucking fake movie.
It has a chance of being good still. Like, this doesn't mean the movie's doomed. But it doesn't mean it's going to be great.
Let's see, this. The Shepherd Lord said, are they being sarcastic? No. I'm just not feeling it. The first trailer was really beautifully done.
It was
done.
Great.
It is indicative of what I think the movie's going to be, which is just a bunch of small siloed stories that kind of come together in
with
some
CG
way.
Noise.
And then they have a B story plot where all the humans have to actually do something like disarm a bomb or disarm a
you
bomb.
You know what the big problem is?
What?
That's going to be the A plot.
That's probably going to be the A plot.
The monsters are going to be the B plot.
Oh, that's not good. That's not what we want to see a monster movie. Just it should be like 90 minutes. Just let them fight and fucking get out. We're done.
Yeah.
It's great. We were just talking about something. I just lost my train of thought there. Someone else had a great comment. Oh, yeah, someone else was saying he was also the bad guy in The Golden Child. He was.
Oh, yeah.
He's been in everything. Kevin, can you look up that actor's name?
Yeah, I'm on it.
Because I think I should know his name.
Errol M. says, it's like Tim and Nick have never seen a kaiju movie and don't realize it's about fun. No, trust me. We've seen them. We know they're about fun. This doesn't look fun. This looks like it's about all the serious bullshit people don't give a fuck about.
A lot of kaiju movies are bad.
True.
Also, you're talking to Mr. Kaiju, okay? They used to call him Mr. Kaiju in college.
Did they? Wow.
No.
Wow, why'd they call you that?
Because I was very overweight, and I used to smoke a lot and breathe fire. That's what I used to do.
Mm-hmm.
And sing a wicked Stevie Wonder in karaoke.
That's you.
That's what I used to roll with. No, I mean, look, it'll still be fun. It's fun to see, but the difference now in my mind was that first trailer, I was like, oh, Charles Dance, that's his name. That's a great name for a fucking actor. First trailer, I was like, oh, I'm relatively excited about this. This trailer, definitely waiting for it to come to Netflix.
Mm.
Definitely. That's it.
No, that's a good call.
That is the margin of like the razor's edge for me.
Yeah.
Second trailer, done. Into the Spider-Verse, saw that first trailer. I was like, this looks dope, but it could be cheesy as shit and poorly done because, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
Subsequent materials beyond that, I'm in.
I'm in.
Phenomenal. Thursday, if I wasn't
baby.
Sick as a dog.
Thursday.
I might actually go.
Jueves.
Huevos? Which one? How do you say Thursday in Spanish?
Jueves.
I don't believe you.
Okay. That's fine.
You know, I don't want to watch this, but this is bring this up just so people can see it. Everyone, go over to Ryan Reynolds' channel and watch this. If you don't know, obviously, Once Upon a Deadpool is coming. It's the PG-13 version of Deadpool. It's coming to theaters very, very shortly. They got Fred Savage to recreate this. And they just have this great back and forth about Nickelback. And they start singing Nickelback. And it's fucking hilarious. And Ryan Reynolds has his own YouTube channel. And everyone wants to support Ryan Reynolds. So go subscribe to his fucking channel.
He posts this on his own fucking
channel. Yeah, go to his click on Ryan Reynolds. He's got 607,000 subscribers. And this video that he's got as his channel video is fucking hilarious. You want to watch it?
No.
It's 24 seconds.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I didn't realize that. All right.
Well, I don't want to get claimed, but yeah, let's watch this. Fuck. This is why I love Ryan Reynolds.
Best part about shooting with Michael Bay? I don't know, a lot of people would say the action, but for me it's the stillness, you know? It's like those quiet moments. You sort of feel it, you're looking like lost in the character's eyes. This is the moment for me, I think.
That was amazing.
That's great, right?
Good for him.
He's just, here's what I dig about Ryan Reynolds, is that
everything.
He's had a career for a very, very long time, but it has had ebbs and flows, right? He hit it big with Two Guys, a Girl, and a Piece of Joint, and then disappeared for a while. Nobody knew what happened to him.
What the hell is Two Guys, a Girl, and a Piece of Joint?
It was like the first TV show he was on. It was not very good. Comes back with Deadpool. He's just a likable guy, and he's making all the right moves, and he's just doing all the fun shit, and the back and forth he has with his wife on Instagram is fucking hilarious. Do you follow any of that?
Yeah.
They just fuck with each other constantly.
Who's his wife?
Constantly. Blake Lively.
Okay.
And she just fucks with him constantly. Yeah, apparently. They still like bumping uglies. What are you going to do? All right, Tim.
They still like bumping uglies. What are you going to do? It's a good question.
What are you going to do?
Although I highly doubt Ryan Reynolds' wiener's ugly.
Well, I mean, when you put them together, the smell, everything, it's not pretty. Never pretty.
You're right.
You know, you get close up to either of those things, it looks like when cells like degenerate or like split apart, meiosis.
Have you ever like looked in a mirror and opened your mouth and looked under your tongue?
Yeah, it's funny.
No, but I've done that with.
Oh my God. I've taken
all the furry muffins apart just to see what's inside.
No.
Next up.
God, wait, can't you just imagine him standing there?
Hey, let's move on to the next thing.
My last physical, my doctor had to do that. He was like, okay, I gotta flip over. I gotta take a look at the thing. And I was like, he had to. He was like, I gotta take a look at it. And I was like, how far is this going to go? Because I did not mentally prepare myself to be penetrated today. And he was like, no, you don't have to be penetrated, but I just need to take a look at it. And I flipped over, and he just went, it was the most uncomfortable I've ever seen another human being. And it was because I was so comfortable with it, I think was the problem, that he was like, I'm not normally used to people flipping over that quickly. And he went like this. He just went, kind of just spread it apart a little bit. You're good. That was it. It was just fast. I was like, are you sure you don't want to? Like, come on, dog. Like, you know what I mean? I've seen it back there. It's beautiful.
All right,
you don't want to take a look at the Mona Lisa?
Stop.
My whole body's called the Louvre.
Oh, my God.
Now, Nick, I know you near your back.
No, the butt. No, you got to keep everything from the stomach down and the back. It's all natural. In the front, it's trimmed out, though.
All right.
You got to trim the grass around the tree. You know what I mean?
Like, otherwise, you get squirrels. Stop looking at me.
All right, let's take a look at this. How jacked are you for this Sonic movie?
We'll get to that in a sec.
Oh, no.
He looks like a man. Oh, a man bear. God.
Let's just pause here and, like, look at the poster.
Yeah, let's look at this poster.
Oh,
it's
no.
Gonna, all right. Pause it, though, before, like, it goes away.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Let's get the bat out of the way.
Yeah, he's got
everything.
Ears.
He's
got ears. There we go.
The sound effects are wrong.
What? That's not like, what it sounds like?
That's, no, that is not the Sonic ring noise. Like, what do you
It's close.
It, but it's not it.
Right.
This sounds more like a Mario coin sound.
Yeah, it really does. But someone's like, nobody knows Sonic, so let's do Mario instead.
He looks like a man.
Mm-hmm.
He has fur. His shoes are different. Everything about this.
But they're kicks.
It's fucking weird.
Sure.
Fucking weird.
And
but.
Probably sponsored shoes.
I think it's very easy for people to look at all of this and be like, this is trash. What are you doing? Why are you ruining my childhood? Or I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I want everybody to remember that no one actually cares about Sonic.
No, you don't.
And if you do care about Sonic, you have to realize he's had very dark times. Mm-hmm. This might just be another one of those dark times.
Yeah.
Having said that,
he's still on the crack.
You can't see it right now because of our border, but at the top of his head it says, from the producers of The Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
Now that could be many things because there's been many producers on the franchise.
It could be the producers of Fast and Furious too.
It could be. So we don't know. That's pretty bad. But there's two saving graces, potentially, that I have for this movie. Three of them. One, he's voiced by Ben Schwartz. I love Ben Schwartz.
Who's Ben Schwartz?
He is from Parks and Rec.
Okay.
He's Aziz Ansari's right-hand man.
You don't like Ben Schwartz.
I love Ben Schwartz.
I don't like Ben Schwartz?
No.
I love him.
No, I don't dislike him.
He's the annoying guy.
Well, I don't dislike him, though.
Two, this is directed by Tim Miller, a.k.a. the director of Deadpool 1.
That could be good.
And three, you look at the style of this, you see the logo, the glowing of the logo and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of one thing.
What's that?
What is that, Kev? Do you know what I'm talking about here? What other movie has a logo that looks very similar to this?
Speed Racer.
No. Detective Pikachu.
Yeah.
And when we first heard about Detective Pikachu, when we first saw shit from Detective Pikachu, we were all like, not like this. This is trash garbage. And then we saw the trailer for Detective Pikachu.
Pika, Pika.
I'm fucking in. Do I think this is going to be a similar case? No.
No.
But Tim Miller. There's a chance.
It could be good. Like, anything could be good. When I saw this, I was like, okay. Like, I'm not a huge Sonic. I don't have a horse in this race. I'm not a huge Sonic fan. I wasn't a Genesis kid. I don't really have this like touchstone for Sonic. I don't give a fuck about Sonic. So to me, cool, make a good movie, great. If not, I'm not going to see it. That's as simple as it gets. Now, if it's bad and I like it, I will rub it in everyone's face. That
is true. That is true.
I reserve that right.
Did you guys hear that the internet's super upset and that they released a new picture?
No. Can we find it?
Yeah. It's right.
Hope he pulls up. There it is.
It was a joke.
This, you know, before I was half in, had 1 foot in the pool. Doggy dog. Now I'm just laying in it. I'm just waiting.
Can we please post this on the Kind of Funny Twitter right now?
Please do.
I don't know where it came from.
Here's what I want you to do. So, Joey, can you post this on the Twitter and say, are you more likely to see the Sonic movie now or less? That's what I want to know. If this were it.
I hate it.
I actually love it so much. Let's zoom in on that. Can we zoom in a little bit further?
Oh my god.
What's the zoom factor?
I don't like that they didn't add like a dick.
Oh, well, that's pretty accurate though. Most of the time when it's cold, mine's inside anyway. Just to protect itself.
Stop! I don't like it being inside you. I don't like you calling it bud.
Greg, you more likely to see the Sonic movie if it looks like this?
That's affirmative, Nick. That's 1,000% correct.
Thanks, Greg. I appreciate that.
Hold on, people are saying Tim Miller's the executive producer, not the director. So that sucks. All hope's gone.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't remember him directing this, but what you got here, Big Greg?
None of your business. Keep your show going.
All right. While they're doing this, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna take a second to tell you about one of our sponsors.
Oh, well, that's stinky.
Did you just breath? No, the Sharpie.
Oh, that's what it is. I was like, who smells like, you know, cheese? Like when you go to like a beer garden, you get cheese and like pretzels. Oh, that's what it smells like.
I'd eat Sharpies if they smelled like, or taste like.
Sounds like somebody's been sniffing Sharpies too much.
I just did. It was bad. So do you need this?
Yeah. We'll do it after the. All
right, cool.
Fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, this week's episodes of the Kind of Funny Morning Show are brought to you by 23andMe. Now, through December 25th, the 23andMe DNA kits are on sale. 23andMe helps you understand what your DNA can tell you about you and your family story. It's named for the 23 pairs of chromosomes that make up your DNA. This is a very, very simple process to do. It's easy. All you gotta do is spit into a tube provided to you in your 23andMe kit, register your sample to your personal 23andMe account, and in a few weeks, receive your personalized online reports. Tim, you did this, right?
I did it. It was super simple, super easy.
What did you discover about yourself?
I'm a lot healthier than I expected
to
be.
That's surprising.
On the general sense. I wasn't too surprised by my results, but I was a bit more varied in my whiteness than I expected.
I want to go through your report on air because I want to see if you have any of the following. Do you have the genetic muscle composition common to an elite power athlete? I'm guessing yeah. Looking at this build,
We'll have to see.
Do your arms and legs twitch while you're sleeping? This shit I want to know about you because it's all fascinating stuff. One of the things that's very important for me, I'm going to Argentina in a couple weeks. And it's supposed to be very humid there, which means there's going to be a lot of mosquitoes out. And I want to know if I'm the kind of person that's more prone to getting bit by mosquitoes.
They give you all that type of information. And I was reading through it. I'm like, you're right.
Yeah. I don't know.
How did you know? Oh, wait.
The only thing that could make this any better is if we could figure out a way to kill all mosquitoes because they're terrible and they need to die.
That is true.
They're figuring it out, guys. They're figuring it out.
This is reverse engineering it.
Thank God. Now through December 25th, get 30% off any 23andMe kit. Order your DNA kit at 23andMe.com/morning. That's the number 23andMe.com/morning. Again, that's 23andMe.com/morning. Next up, we got Loot Crate. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Loot Crate's doing this thing called Loot Gaming. What's that? Thanks for asking, Tim. Loot Gaming is a monthly subscription box delivered directly to your door with exclusive pop culture collectibles, apparel, and gear. Loot Gaming curates and designs everything themselves. You can't find these items anywhere else, no matter what you geek out about. This is for you. This month's theme, of course, is Earth. We got Earth. We're good. It's secure. So it's time to go off-world. Take on alien invaders with gear from Halo, Gears of War, Mass Effect, and Galaga.
Cool Greg's favorite thing is getting these things every month.
He loves them.
He loves the pins. He loves the t-shirts.
Yeah.
You know, he's just a big fan. We loved the, a couple months ago, Metal Gear Solid. We got the Foxhound
every
cuts.
Time I go to look for him when we have the sponsorship, someone's using them.
Yeah.
And I go to yank him out of Greg's hand. He goes, you got to take this out of my cold, dead hand. And I'm like, you're bigger than most people think, so I'm not going to fight you today. But no, one day you're going down, Big Bear.
Mm-hmm.
One day Little Bear is taking Big Bear down. Downtown. You know what I mean? You nailed it, Tim. There's a guaranteed t-shirt in every crate. Loot Crate packs $60 of value into each crate for less than $29 a month, so you can't lose. Subscribe now and give yourself a birthday present every month. This crate will sell out, so you gotta get yours by the end of the week to guarantee it. Get the best surprise each month from the largest geek and gaming subscription company, Geek Out in Style with Loot Crate. Subscribe now by going to lootcrate.com/KFMS and enter my code KFMS to save an exclusive 30% off your subscription. Again, that's lootcrate.com/KFMS and enter the code KFMS to save an exclusive 30% off your subscription. Next up, we're just going down the hits. MeUndies.
Let's go, baby. MeUndies.
Have you finished your holiday shopping yet? No worries. You can get everything you need and for you and your loved one at MeUndies. Tim, you wear MeUndies.
Yes.
You wearing them right now?
Of course I am.
What you got? Wait. What you got on, doggy dog? Let's take a look. The proof's in the pudding, ladies and gentlemen.
Army men.
Army men?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
That's really good. Men.
I got unicorns.
Can you go to Gia's Instagram, Kev?
Nah. While he's going to Gia's Instagram, MeUndies uses the coveted micromodal fabric, which is 3 times softer than cotton. If you've never felt this fabric, get ready to experience pure bliss in underwear form. You can also get style that is perfect suitedly. You can get also get a style that is perfectly suited for you. Or that special someone, men and women can choose from 4 different cuts, all of which are available from classic colors to adventurous prints. What's happening here?
So this is me.
Yeah.
This is me, comfy as all hell last night in my MeUndies onesie.
That's beautiful.
They have holiday onesies, and if you're asking, are they worth it? Yes. Yes, they're worth it. You can buy it for you. You can buy it for your friends. You can buy it for your significant other. Then you could all be super slippery and slippery together. That slipped out of my mouth. When you're microfiber whatever it is, it is the softest material. And trust me, Nick. Oh, it also has a little hood. I don't have a hood on there, but I did. Joey saw me in the hood.
You look so comfortable. She was comfortable there last night.
I was so comfortable.
It's a nice looking desk you got there.
Thank you. It is nice.
Here's my second question for you. Whose barbell is that?
Take a guess.
It's Gia's.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to say, because I can't imagine you doing like curls with that bad boy.
No, you're working on cool stuff you're cutting.
Right now, MeUndies is a great offer for the listeners. For any first-time purchasers, when you purchase any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping. Order by 12/16 for free shipping in time for Christmas. This is a no-brainer. Get 50% off your first pair of the most comfortable undies you will ever own. To get that 50% off your first pair of free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee, go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. This is fun. These are great stocking stuffers, too.
It is.
Get them for your people. Mm-hmm. Let people know you're thinking about their sensitive parts.
All their parts. Get the ones.
Exactly.
In that picture, am I wearing MeUndies under that? Yes, I am.
You don't need to, though.
Yes, I am.
You could go. The fabric's so soft, it could just be all over your body.
There's a zipper, though.
Oh, yeah. You don't want that to roll.
You got to be safe with the zipper.
But it's in the back, so it's not as dangerous.
We just got some breaking news from Greg Miller. You don't need to show it, Kev, but you know what?
Oh, wow. It's in focus, and you're slightly out.
No, that's fine.
Our holiday schedule, people have been asking
what
days we're taking off, what days the Morning Show and Games Daily will continue.
To which I respond, Kev, give me the one. None of your fucking business. I'm just kidding, guys.
We're going to continue doing it all week this week. Then both shows will continue all week next week as well.
That's crazy.
Not everyone's going to be here. Big Nick over here is going to Argentina, like you said, so he's missing out.
So excited to watch Star Trek Discovery on Netflix.
Yeah.
Finally, I'm beating the system. Patience prevails.
Are you beating the system, or did the system beat you that you actually have to go to another country to watch the show?
Glasses half empty, glasses half full, full of vodka. Who gives a fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Gonna get some dulce de leche and some
get
steaks.
Get that dulce de leche, Nick. But then the following week, from I think it's 12/24 to January 4th, we will be off on holiday break, planning some things because January 4th this year, well, next year, will be our kind of funny Independence Day stream.
Yeah.
Kind of funny day. 2019.
The day we celebrate our Independence
Day. That's what it is. It's kind of funny day.
Yeah.
Kind of funny day 2019 is January 4th. We will be doing a 12-hour stream. More details to come later. Lots of announcements. Lots of fun stuff. Is it going to be worth taking the day off work for? 100%.
Are we going to play
or
Smash?
Just watch us on at work.
Yeah.
What you got for me, Joey?
People aren't ready for January 4th.
People aren't ready. They
Damn
think they're ready,
Joe.
But they have no idea.
Damn,
Joe. We've been working on this for a
long
while.
Time.
You guys, the fun never stops here.
Mm-mm.
I'm very excited for everything that we have a plan for January 4th. Will I spoil some of it before? You'll have to watch the morning show every day.
This week is your last week. We got to get through five days to make sure Nick doesn't fuck this up. Although, like, I hit up Joey because someone put out a tweet. Where can we find the tweet? What's the easiest way? Was it you? No, was it Kind of Funny? Can you go to Kind of Funny Vids Twitter?
Yeah, hold on.
Joe, do you have two winners for me today?
That's what I was working on.
Appreciate you.
Yes.
Joey, Kind of Funny's Twitter, please. Sent me over this tweet. Not that one.
That's the best.
Give me one.
No, I get it. I get it. But just pull this. So
my friend just had a baby right now too.
Who?
Yay.
Robert.
Oh shit!
He was born. Yeah.
For a second, I thought he said my phone had a baby. I'm like, Kevin, they're not capable of that yet.
That is what I heard.
They're not capable of that yet, Kevin.
One more down.
There we go.
There we go. Yes. Thank you. So click on to Henry Holloway's tweet there. He's a Kind of Funny 1.0, spare bedroom podcasting. Kind of Funny 2.0, new studio, new team members, new and improved shows. Kind of Funny 3.0, creating and hosting a full game showcase that demands the attention of the industry. So proud, what a journey. Joey quote tweeted that as Kind of Funny, saying, Kind of Funny 4.0, January 4th, 2019.
Good tweet.
Now, I responded to her.
That got me hyped.
And I was like, I have the perfect response to this. Should I do it? And she goes, no, Tim. It's too early. Not yet. People will lose their shit.
That's a verbatim exactly what I said.
And I was like, all right, they're going to have to wait then. But January 4th.
Again, maybe you have to wait to January 4th. Maybe I spoil it all tomorrow on the show. You got to watch live to find out.
Nicholas.
Every day, I'll drop one little hint. all right, let's go into the remainder of the tips, and then we will do a giveaway, and then, I don't know, maybe get McDonald's? Oh, how do you feel about some nugs right now, though?
Nasty Mickey D's?
That sounds amazing, but my problem is the last week, I think I've treated my body worse than I ever have.
Yeah, you fucking abuse yourself.
And like, I don't know.
What do you want to get? You want to get some sort of healthy shake while you watch me eat chicken McNuggets?
Healthy shake.
We'll figure it out. I got to do games daily.
Oh, that sucks. D, Total Loser, says, just paid my birthday tax. Loved the showcase on Saturday. You guys killed it as always. Dan Bird gave us $5. Said, hey guys, you should check out Chance the Rapper's Oh So Good 2 Xmas album. Also, here's a fun holiday clip from R Yes 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 No. R, see, I guess that's Reddit. Yes 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 No. The best subreddit for the morning show gave us that. Gilly Brums, and while Kevin's checking that out, Gilly Brums gave us 500 cheers and finally able to watch live today. Hope you boys get some rest and plenty of Smash time after your crazy week. Keep up the awesome work. I think we will. And then Nut in My Butt, back again. Then you forgot to watch the second fun clip I attached and gave us that again.
Two?
Yes, there was a second one. It's one fun clip. For $5, nut in my butt.
Nut in the butt.
What do we got for me, Kevin? Pull them up. All right. This has a... I like the way this is starting so far.
Remember the name of the subreddit. Here we go. Ready?
This is the yes, 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 no. Oh, my God. Hammered by what? I think it's hammered. Oh, my God. Fucking SantaCon this weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, blow my brains out. Jesus Christ.
We saw Jesus
Everywhere
Christ.
I went. Of course, dude, I walked by, and I'm not kidding, and I'm not, like, three girls who were so drunk and so, that's amazing.
Can't show this
I don't think we can show that, though.
I don't want to show that one. Oh, what is happening?
Wow. Okay, well.
Oh, man.
I walked by.
Do yourself a favor and YouTube Naked Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, it's really fun. I walked by so many drunk people who are half naked. It's ridiculous. Because they got so hot in the Santa outfits, they just unzipped them and said, fuck it.
Yeah.
Like three girls I walked by. I walked by a whole group of girls that were just in their bras, and I was with my wife, and I'm like, you can't do this to me, God. You can't do this to me. Do you understand me?
God.
I'm too married, too old.
I'm too married, too old.
Too married, too old.
The worst Fast and Furious sequel ever.
Too married, too old. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, we give away a game each and every day here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. There are four ways to win. One, be a Twitch. Just be in the chat right now.
That's it.
Happy days. Two, you can be a Twitch subscriber. But Nick, I don't want to give you any more money. I already give you guys a lot of money. It's cool. If you have Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription every freaking month. You got to re-up it every month. So here's your daily reminder. Please, give it to us. If not us, give it to someone who is doing awesome work in our community streaming, like Sancho West or Snowbike Mike or us. Just throwing our name into the hat one more time for that one. Of course, if you want to back us at the $2 level on either of our Patreons, that's patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, you get entered to win as well as all the perks of the $1 or above. Congratulations. Today, our first winner is, we're given two because I fucked up on Friday and gave away one. Nard Bo from Twitch is getting Rising Storm 2 Vietnam on Steam. And Mike Winsec from KFG Patreon. You're getting Ark Survival with Founders Pack.
Ooh.
Congratulations. All right. 11:52 right now. We're finished with chips. I don't know. You want to go into the chat for a second?
Let's go into the chat, dude.
We're going directly into sub-only mode, though.
Super dope fresh 510 says, Tim, did you get the Concords? Best friend Mateo, my boy, is trying to help me get them. He hasn't confirmed that he got them, but I think that I do. So I'm very excited about these. These are Jordan 11s, Nick.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is that good?
Yes, it is good.
Great. I want to see them later.
It is good. It's good.
You know I'm a connoisseur of Jordans.
Connoisseur.
A connoisseur.
Connoisseur.
Let's see.
Trevor Trobe says, congrats on the blue belt, Nick.
Oh, thank you.
That's a cool fucking
yeah,
dude.
I'll probably...
Stop here. Best belt.
Blue belt?
Yeah.
I mean, I brought it today. Do you want to see it? It's a beautiful color blue.
Yeah? Do you have it right now?
Where is it? It's in my bag. I'll just let you
Okay.
Because I want to do a topic about it. It was a good weekend for me.
Great.
It was cool.
Yeah. Oh, that's the other thing. Because of the holiday schedule, like, we're doing multiple GOGs and Gamescast over the next couple weeks. So stay tuned to Patreon. Patreon.com/kindoffunny and patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. At the $1 above level, you can watch live as we record them. I highly recommend doing it this week and next week because we're doing multiple episodes. So it's going to be worth the dollar.
Is it on the website too, kindoffunny.com?
I'm sure it is. You can go to kindoffunny.com.
Just kindoffunny.com.
Just kindoffunny.com. There's not even a slash.
No.
We're making it. It's not on there yet. Joey's says she's going to get it Look eventually.
Look, no, say it now. It's going to go up in like 1 hour on YouTube. It's on there. And now the clock is ticking for Joey. She just ran out of the room. She's like, fuck. Why does he do this to me? I don't know. Because we enjoy torturing everyone in this office who's not me. MC Fixer says, Nick only knows two names in the community who stream, doesn't he?
Damn. Well, stream good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh! Well, stream well enough for me to have gotten my attention. Because, you know, I am the keeper of a lot of things. One, Blade Runner 2049. Two, The Departed being a bad movie. Three, we leave open. But today we're going to stuff that in there. Who's doing what in the streaming community?
Who's doing what?
Who's doing what?
What is CentralOS doing?
Making good content. That's what he's
okay,
making.
Okay.
Actually, he's rebroadcasting a lot of streams, which I just find personally lazy, but...
So you don't like him?
I don't dislike him.
It sounds like you do.
Nah, I like everyone.
I know, I'm just kidding.
All right, we're done. That's it.
It hits that point, you know, where it's just, like, we're having such a good time. Oh, I'm tired.
I know. I hit it. It's 11:55. We're about 10 minutes over. Everyone, thank you so much again for everything being with us this past weekend. We're going to keep rocking it this week and next. So hang out with us. If you're watching this on YouTube, the word of the day is Laffy Taffy. Extra points if you put shake that right in front of it. Of course, if you want to comment on that Godzilla trailer and let us know what you thought about it, please let us know if you think we're wrong, right, what we missed, all that jazz. Until tomorrow, we'll be back 11 a.m. PT here at twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. I love you, Kevin. Got the feed.